Thank you, Mr. Chair. Under this agenda item, the Working Party is invited to approve the amendments, the amendment proposals to SEBNY that were discussed during the February and June sessions. They are available in document number 6, which is near the meeting room. You may remember that we agreed to approve Article 103, paragraph 4. I will read this out. The faculties of crew members on duty and other persons on board who participate temporarily in the navigation of the vessel shall not be impaired as a result of a state of fatigue or intoxication or any other reason. This was done to harmonize SEBNY with the police regulations for the navigation of the Rhine and of the Mosel. The next modification is proposed for Article 302, lights. It is proposed to add 2 new paragraphs. In the initial proposal, there was 1 more sentence proposed concerning the requirements of lights and their casings. However, at the June session, there was a discussion that this could have an impact for recreational craft, and it was decided that the Secretariat, together with the SEBNY expert group, will check references to all other SC3 resolutions that are contained in SEBNY. Therefore, this proposal was deleted from the draft, and the last 2 proposals, the last 2 sentences remain unchanged as they were in the original text. Article 302 is proposed to complement with paragraph 2. Lights shall comply with the requirements of Annex 4, lights and the color of signal lights on vessels, and Annex 5, intensity and range of signal lights on vessels as to horizontal dispersion, color, and intensity. New paragraph 3. The night markings, the night marking for stationary non-motorized vessels does not have to meet the requirements in paragraph 2 above. However, in good visibility and against a dark background, it shall have a range of at least 1,000 meters. This amendment proposals were preliminarily approved by SC3, and the Working Party may wish to approve them at this session.
So, question